This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So we just mentioned it right there with CeeLo, BT. Nolan McLean going to make his big league debut. Not surprising at all. We kind of said that going into last weekend with Montas. It was 1 foot out the door where you had to have an opener start in front of him. If you weren't very good, there's no way he was going to take a turn the next time. Mm-hmm. He's been moved to the bullpen, and now it is official. McLean going to get the start on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm obviously just diving into some numbers here. That's the name that we anticipated, and it's been a pretty quick rise for the young man. So, obviously, Oklahoma State, he didn't come out of high school. He came out of college. 3 years there, quick pop in the Florida State League with St. Lucie. Then he goes to Brooklyn. And when he went from high A to double A, he struggled a little bit. But then this year, you know, he came out and he just slayed double A, you know, a couple of starts, 1.37 ERA. And then obviously he's been doing damage up in Syracuse with a sub-3 ERA, a lot of strikeouts. You know, you'd like to see maybe a fewer amount of walks. But I love when young kids get the call. For pitchers, it's always fun, position players too, but there's something about like when Schlittler came up, mm-hmm. or you name any, obviously going back to Doc back in the day. I've always enjoyed when, especially if you know him, which I don't really know this young man as well, but I'm looking forward to seeing what he's got and, you know, what's he look like on the radar gun and what's his command like, and let's go.
Well, here's the thing. They need him. This is not just hey, let's see Zach Wheeler or Matt Harvey in their debut with the hope of one day in the near future turning the franchise around.
Yep.
This is, here you go, Nolan. Let's go out there and go get it. You're right in the mix of a playoff push here. You know, a fight for the division, the NL East. You're replacing Frankie Montas in the rotation. And I think this was the first necessary step for me, and it was even more evident after watching Clay Holmes last night. Now, I'm not one who would be toggling, whatever the right word is.
Juggling?
Toggling or juggling guys back and forth.
It's called yogging.
Yeah. Like with Holmes, I wouldn't want to convert him to a starter and then make him go back to the bullpen and then back to a starter. However, in this particular case, he has now proven in his recent start, really for the last 2 months, it's over. He can't start. He's either an opener or you got to move him to the bullpen. So what I would do, I think McLean bringing him up and taking Montas' spot is step one. Step two would be bringing up Sproat and having him take Clay Holmes' spot in the rotation, move Holmes back to the bullpen, and then I would bring up Jonah Tong, who's got maybe the nastiest stuff out of the bunch. He just went from double A. They just moved him up to triple A.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
And
yeah.
I would just use him out of the pen as a two-inning guy. That's it. So now again, I know that's drastic and it sounds crazy. I'm trying to survive and go win a World Series. And now, I don't know what you're going to get from these guys. They could come up here and be bust. Who the hell knows? You're going from the triple A level or double A in Tong for the most part to big league level, which is why the Mets probably won't do it. What I know is this. I'd rather have McLean, and so would they, over Montas because they've made that decision. I'd rather have Sproat than I would Holmes in the starting rotation. And I'd rather have Tong in the bullpen than, let's say, Ryan Stanek, who stinks and can't get anybody out, and just at least take my chances. And that's the one way where you can now, if you have some length, or Holmes could give you multiple innings. Tong could give you multiple innings if you move him to the bullpen. Now you're extending even a short start. Let's say Senga gives you 4 or 5 innings. You've got Holmes to back him up. That could get you to the 6th or 7th, and then you have the big boys take over with Rogers, Helsley, and Diaz.
Okay, so there's a lot there. Yeah. I'm with you on pretty much all of it. Montas stinks. We don't need, no disrespect, yeah, but he's terrible. We don't need to waste a lot of time on that. All right, so...
But he's going to be a long guy out of the bullpen, which is a problem.
Yes, but it's less of a problem because now you can put him in the right spot rather than 0-0 game.
Yeah. 8 innings.
Yeah, for sure. You can navigate that. Now, it's going to be a challenge for Mendy and obviously the staff here, but I think they'll find a way to do it. Now, the thing with Clay Holmes, like, all right, even really good teams, some really good teams, have a starter that's, you know, a little erratic and a little bit more hittable. Like, that's just baseball. You got 5 starters, and, you know, they all make, you know, 25 to 30 starts. Not everybody's Dwight Gooden or Ron Guidry. It is what it is. The problem with Clay Holmes is he's now impacting not just the scoreboard when he pitches. He's destroying the ability to do things downstream later that night, the next day. I mean, I'm watching the game last night. And he goes 3 2/3, and he's got 80-something pitches. I'm like, this is disgusting. So I do think that you need to get him out of the bullpen. I thought I read something last night. Hoff, if you know this
what
from
you mean,
the Rico.
By the way, sorry, BT. Yeah. That would mean bringing up another.
100%.
Yeah, okay.
And I think the Mets are okay with that. Hoff, maybe you know this from the Rico with Evan, a little in the weedsy. I thought I saw it. I could be wrong. Is there something contractually in the 3-year deal that Holmes got that says he can't be put back in the bullpen during the season or during the regular season? I think there was an out for October. I saw something. I don't know how reliable the source is. I want to make sure we're bundled up with that.
I have not heard that at all.
Yeah, that's why I hops on it. But okay. So if so, then that's a bit of an impediment there. But it probably not. And, you know, listen, Clay, I'm sorry. I mean, the Mets gave you a couple of years guaranteed. They gave you the ability to prove yourself as a starter. And by the way, I also want to be fair to Clay. And they were saying this on the broadcast last night. Needs to be said again. You know, you could bag on him. Not that you are. But some Met fan, he stinks. He stinks. Mm-hmm. Well, without Clay Holmes pitching the way he pitched for the first 6 or 7 weeks of the season, the Mets are 10 behind the Phillies and out of the wild card right now.
No, he was great for the first 2 months.
That needs to be said, though. That's being forgotten right now.
He was great for the first 2 months, and I don't think that this is a, like, hey, failed experiment. Clay Holmes can't be a starter. Back to the bullpen. No. I'm looking at it as 45, whatever it is, exact games to go here, and October. They cannot survive with starters continuing to give them fewer than 4 freaking innings.
Nobody could.
Okay, exactly right. So move him. You can fix this issue. Like, you can't fix if Juan Soto doesn't get hot. You can't fix if Francisco Lindor doesn't hit. You can fix Clay Holmes not giving you length. Bring up Sproat and move Holmes to the bullpen. Problem solved. Now, it doesn't mean that Sproat's going to be a stud, but you hope to get a competent 5 innings from him. You keep Clay Holmes fresher in the bullpen and use him for 2 innings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if Sproat were able to give you 4 innings from a starter, but 4 innings, 2 runs. Have Holmes come in, piggyback that. That gets you through 6 innings. You hope 2-3 runs. You're good to go. Like, you'd sign for that every time. There is an equation here, a formula to get through this. You cannot survive continuing to run Holmes out there in the starting rotation on top of Senga or Minaya, who can't give any length either.
Now, I don't know what it would do to Holmes. I mean, there's just not a lot of recent data for the New York teams, either one, where you got a guy who was a bullpen, who was a reliever, who then has made a starter, and then now shifts back to the bullpen. Like, residually, it's easy to say. Now, you could be right. I don't know the answer. But, like, what's the residual, not damage, because I'm not saying he's going to get hurt, but just in terms of sheer stuff and ability to pitch well, I don't know if Clay Holmes, like, is it going to be as seamless as we make it? Say, I throw him in a bullpen. He's been there before. Yeah, but he's been on a starter's routine. And now you get out of that, and you could remain all out of whack. It's not a guaranteed save.
But other guys have done it before. Montas is going to do it now. Now, who cares about Montas, like you said? But other guys have done it before. Hey, you know what? We're in the postseason. Starters got to go to the bullpen.
But how many guys have been back and forth, back and forth?
Maybe not a ton. But I would think that if anybody can have success going to the bullpen from the rotation, it would be somebody who's done it before out of the bullpen. Again, we don't know. Hey, there's a chance that Clay Holmes, there's a chance that McClain comes up and is no good. There's a chance that if Sproat comes up and takes Holmes' spot in the rotation, he's no good. There's always a chance. There's a chance if Holmes goes to the bullpen, he's not any good. What we do know definitively is it's not working the way that it's currently structured, and it needs to change.
And most importantly, what we know is that the Mets know this.
Yes.
Because, you know, you think about, especially our show, like when Sal or I yell, like, you know, get Dominguez out of left field, or, you know, you thought they should send Volpe down to the minors for a minute. I said bench
him.
Dominguez. And Dominguez, too. I said, you know, sit him for a day, whatever. Those are things because we feel like the organization's not hearing us. So that's when we get louder. That's when we get more aggressive to try to rattle the cage to wake certain people the hell up. And obviously there's been things with the Mets as well. But, like, you don't need to scream about this. Everybody knows Montas stinks. He's no longer a starter. Shouldn't be. Holmes has just hit a wall because he's tired. And we expected that. And now the Mets are being proactive. And let's see how it works out.
We've got
to commend them for doing it.
But the big thing from this, now we got to see how it plays out. You know, Mets could fail. They could miss the postseason. They could go into the postseason and have success. But this, ultimately, the rotation is something that Stearns built. And he built it knowing that they didn't have a true horse. He built it knowing that they had a converted... Like, nobody in the world should be surprised that Clay Holmes in August, who has far surpassed his max innings, is not as effective now than he was the first 2 months of the season.
We said it. It's a given.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's a layup.
You knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually went according to plan. Now, a lot of us also knew that Frankie Montas wasn't going to be any good.
Ugh.
But David Stearns built his rotation with Montas and Holmes being the two big acquisitions in that rotation. Relied on Senga to come back and be at the very least good. He was great the first half, you know, before he got hurt. He's been rough since he's come back from the injury. Minaya got hurt. Okay, nothing you can do about that. But he has not been anywhere near what you expected. Like, his rotation is falling apart. He needs these young guys to come up and be good. And they developed them at their pace. I know they're not his guys, but they developed them at his pace. He's the one who built this rotation. He also relied on the young guys and their development more so than going to get an arm or two at the trade deadline. So this is Stearns' mess right here to figure it out.
It is, but this is where I can at least defend his actions. I don't know how it's going to wind up, but... It's not an inconsistent plan because, you know, I don't love band-aiding a staff as he has, but it worked out a year ago. We talked about this a million ways. And obviously, Mets got off to a great start this year, so it worked for the first couple of months of the season. But I think part of the reason, Sal, why he was okay going in this direction is because he knew that there were a couple of guys in the minors with a little more seasoning that they would be willing and they would be ready to, you know, come and help the big league team. And here we are.
Let's see it. BT and Sal on the Fan. In case you missed it, Nolan McClain going to make his big league debut on Saturday against the Mariners, taking over Frankie Montas' spot in that rotation. Back to the Alonso stuff. Chris is in Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks, Chris. What's happening, bud?
All right. So real quick, Stearns, we already know that Alonso's not one of his guys. You can already tell how the contract thing went last year. I mean, he's not even here when this thing was happening with the home run chase. He's actually looking for a replacement. That guy that over in Japan, BT, he's not a third baseman technically. He's a first baseman and a corner outfielder. So that right there is kind of like a slap in the face.
You're talking about Murataka Murakami, by the way. That's where Stearns is now.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So, but real quick, I agree completely with what you said, Sal, about how Cohen, you know, being the owner, it's like an art thing for him. You got to remember, we say it every time that his name gets brought up on the radio station. He was always such a big fan. I believe he's got this feeling of he saw Strawberry walk, he saw Gooden walk, Jeff Kent. You know, the list goes on and on of the homegrown guys that they end up leaving. I don't think that's going to happen with Pete. I think Pete ends up sticking around, and he might have to just kind of put his fist down as a, you know, Stearns, this is one thing that I'm not going to let you put your fingers in, because, let's be honest, I'm not trying to, I love Stearns, by the way. I love how he does things and everything, but Montas didn't work out, Joey Wendell didn't work out. It's a small window, but at the same time, you got to kind of take
Nobody's perfect. Here's the delicate balance, Chris, and thank you for the call. No general manager's perfect, so you can pick apart anybody's moves. Montas, Wendell, whatever.
Yeah, Wendell was $2 million. Yeah, big deal.
And they moved on from him. Not
immediately.
Montas a little bit more painful, but whatever. Yeah. Cohen's money should be able to. Every general manager is going to make bad signings here. It's a fine line between having an owner who is going to stick up for a move that the fans would want in lieu of what his president would want, the baseball stuff. Like, there's a part of fans that say, oh yeah, we want Cohen to step in, and even though Stearns and his baseball people don't value Pete, we do. That versus the owner getting too involved in the baseball stuff. which is something I don't think anybody wants. I don't want Steve Cohen making the baseball decisions. I love him. I don't want him making the – I want him cutting the checks. I want him letting his baseball guys do the work. My counter to that, though, would be what's the negative? If Cohen overrules Stearns and says, okay, I know you value him here. I'm willing to go into my pocket, eat the extra money. I want him to be a Met. Make that happen.
Yep.
Where's the negative? The negative would only be if it prevents Stearns and his baseball team or his, you know, front office team from going to get the players that they deem necessary to build a better team, which I don't think it would in this particular case.
Monetarily, I don't think it would be the obstacle that some might think it would be. So I'm with you on that. But, you know, downstream, you know, and again, when I say downstream 2-3 years, do you really want to right side with Pete Alonso and Juan Soto and trying to win a World Series defensively? Right. I don't.
No, I know, but one of them is going to be a DH.
Yeah. So what about Lindor? He's got a DH a little bit as well as he gets older.
Yeah.
Now you could kick him over to second for a couple years too.
Maybe you could rotate that. Now how many years are we down the road here? Like Pete Max, what do you think Pete's going to get? Like
I think Max.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
3 would be the max.
Wow. Okay.
He ain't getting 5.
All right. So let's say though some team offered him 5, and then what do you think the money? 30 we're talking?
Yeah, I mean maybe a little bit. Yeah, probably around that neighborhood, sure.
So this is what I'm talking about. Like, and we even had the same conversation last year, even though it was lukewarm on Pete and indecisive. I'm like, all right, what's the difference? Give him 4 years, $150 million, call it a day. Like,
yeah, we said that. Yeah.
Okay, right. So if you went 5 years at $30 million, that's $150 million. That's like, when you talk about in comparison to the commitment to Lindor or Soto or the other big producers in the league, I'm not saying Pete's a superstar, but he's the Mets star and the power has been proven. You're telling me they can't give him 5 years, $30 million bucks a year?
Of course they could. They've got the financial wherewithal to do it.
$150 million is going to kill them? Then that's 5 years. So even if you went above and beyond and said, "Oh, you know what, Pete Cohen, I love you, and I love what you did for this franchise, and we're going to do right by you." And by the way, if he opts in, like it would have been another year on top of that anyway.
Yeah, true.
So even if you say 6 years times 30, you're talking about 100. Even
180.
So let's just say $200 million max, 6 years.
200
I'm saying
guy was unsigned on February 11th. He's going to walk away with $200 million now?
I'm saying that worst case, right? That's like max overboard. It's not going to be that.
Okay.
But let's say it's that. You want to say 180, fine. 190, whatever it may be.
I don't think he's sniffing that either. But go ahead, I'm following you.
But like, is that the end of it? This is not a Lindor commitment or a Soto commitment. 5-6 years for between 150 and 200 million is not going to hurt, especially not going to hurt Steve Cohen.
But that's why I just volleyed back to you before. I started with the term monetarily. No, nothing that they do would hurt them monetarily. It's Steve Cohen. But the Lindor situation, number one, middle of the diamond, mid-20s, bouncy, athletic, your favorite word, dynamic.
Right.
Much more justifiable, okay? Soto, 25, 26, I mean, stud, much more justifiable. Pete is now 30. I know he feels like he's 33. It's just, I the one thing that I think we have to remind everybody is that the sentiment of Cohen, which could win out for a couple of years, but it's not going to win out to the point where he does something dumb. Brilliant business people don't play that game. I just don't see him doing that.
I agree, but do you think that that's dumb, giving Pete Alonso $170 million? Pick a number.
I'm more concerned about the length, five years, six years.
But then at that point, let's say for 4 years he produces great. By year five, it's like, eh.
I don't love it. I don't love it. I don't love it. I don't love it. No.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. We are about a week away.
From
golf with the big guy.
Look what I brought into the studio.
No, you get the little golf club.
I got a little wedge or something.
Dude, I've been having major anxiety.
Me too.
Major anxiety.
Me too.
I think about everything. At night when I can't, matter of fact, I got to get the 3RQ questions going for the next segment.
That's right.
At night, I think I'm clenching my jaw when I sleep because I wake up and I'm like, my jaw.
Because you're nervous about playing golf with Francesa?
No, I don't think it's just golf. I think it's
lunatic.
I think it's everything else.
I feel you on some of that. Yeah, everything.
No, but even just trying to get guests on, whatever, trying to do the best job. So I have major stress. And then I'm thinking, like, golf next week, it should be an escape.
I know.
From the stress.
No, I know.
I am looking forward to it. We get 8 a.m. tee time with the big guy.
I know.
I'm looking forward to getting his input on,
on the show.
Yeah, 100%.
I got to tell you, Sal, there was a point, and my dad, I was talking to my parents, and they heard me, they listened to the show all the time, and especially my dad, and he said, he's like, you're not really, he's like, you're too hard on yourself with the golf. I'll be honest, like, the way I played on my vacation, I'm like, 90%, I'm like, I'm not going. Screw it. Going.
Because you don't want to, embarrass yourself in front of Mike.
Dude, life is too short. Yeah. So what? You shoot 103 and you whiff a ball or you knuckle one, 37 yards down the fairway. What do I care?
Yeah, you shouldn't. I don't care anymore. Especially for you. I know you're like known as a better athlete and all that stuff, but you're playing right-handed.
No, I know.
Mike not care about that stuff.
Now, play quick. If you're not good, play quick.
That's exactly right. We don't hit it out of the sand, pick it up. Now, that's how it used to be when I went with him many, many years ago. Uh-huh. Whatever, dude. It is what it is. Like you said, put the ball on the tee and away we go. The fourth is going to be JJ.
Oh, JJ's coming. Well, Jerry, so Recco definitely cannot.
He can't because of the 8 a.m. tee time and he can't take off. He's spending a week in Pebble Beach, for God's sake.
What's next, Hawaii with the Boomer and Geo show?
So, unfortunately, no Jerry, but JJ will be a fun replacement watching him go out there and hit the ball.
Jets are playing Steelers week one. Boomer and Geo out in Scotland playing golf.
Could you blame him?
No.
BT, the Pebble Beach look great. BT, yeah, Sal.
You see Recco's putt? He drained like 25 footer to wrap it up. Good for them.
He's good.
Yeah, he looks like he knows what he's doing. Yeah, by the way, I think Geo shot like a 91.
And he's playing all the time. But I hope so.
But hold on. A 91 on like Spyglass or Pebble, that's a legit. I don't know what tees they were playing from, but still. I mean, a 91?
So let me tell you something. Obviously, Gio and I go way back, lived with him for a year, in 2005 or 6, whatever
the year was. With Monzi, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm playing with him next week. I'm playing with him Wednesday.
Quaker.
And then I'm playing with you and Mike and JJ Thursday.
Okay.
I'm more, I don't want to say nervous, but like more anxious maybe about the Gio thing because he's become a golf snob. He's a golf snob now. It's like all like him and Boomer. Now Boomer is, you know, Boomer aside, an NFL MVP.
He's also a very good golfer.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, shoot 79, 80.
Okay, great, congrats. But Gio, who plays all the time,
he does,
gets lessons. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, okay, mm-hmm. well, you should be good. But I'm not. So, like, I don't want to have this, oh, like, I don't care. I hate golf. Like, you thumb your nose at us peons who don't play golf. I hate it. I'm doing it to hang out, have some surf sides, have some fun.
Yeah.
Talk some sports.
Sure.
He's going there to put up a good score.
He's going there to get better. He's also going there because the trip was paid for. Yeah. He's no idiot.
So, like, I just don't want, and I know what's going to happen. What? He's going to talk about it on the show the next day.
Well, that's why.
Okada was awful. And
that's why I'm kind of happy Recco's not coming. Knowing him, he's going to open up his phone, record something, and put that in his stupid update.
That is true. Last year, I almost hit one. You joke about like having one go sideways.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, I'm not. It's happened.
We were playing at Quaker Ridge, and it was me, Jerry, Beningo, and Steve Hirsch, the guy who takes us out there.
That's a great crew.
Beningo's sitting, I'd say, 20 yards in front of me to my right in a golf cart.
In front of you. Okay, gotcha.
The tee box.
Yeah, I can already see it. Yep.
Yeah, he's 20 yards in front of me, just like dead on looking at me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not thinking anything of it, and boom, I hit one, and it goes right, beeline right towards
Did it hit the cart?
Yeah.
It hit the cart?
Oh, hit the go, bro! You get the leg up and everything. Him with his high socks.
Did he have the Argyle socks on, like the neon ones that Joe's been dressing very interestingly on the golf course? But seven hole in ones will loosen you up a little bit.
I almost killed Joe B. So just make sure everybody stands behind or to the side of the tee box.
Question.
Yeah.
Now I think I know the answer, but now Boomer and Gio, all that was documented out there. Yeah. Do we want somebody to document the comedy of errors that we're about to put out there? Can we bring somebody? Like, I mean, are you? It's a private country club. So I'll have to be up to Mike.
Why don't you ask Mike? I'm not doing that.
You know Mike better than me.
I think we want to be. I think we want to be left alone out there.
I just think it would be funny. I'm almost embracing this.
I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Why?
Watching you watch Mike. Because remember last year I was saying Mike is better than you think.
Like, yeah, you did tell me that.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's gonna hit it every time and hit it straight almost every time.
I believe you. Now can I also see Mike fudging the scorecard a little bit?
Oh,
yeah, does he take a mulligan here or there?
I don't know if he'll keep score. Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I'm sure he's fine. And he's gonna know the course because it's his. But the only reason I thought he would be years ago, I saw a picture of him. And I think Mad Dog was next to him. They were at some outing, and like somebody photoshopped a red lightsaber in Mike's hand, like Darth Vader. And it was just a little bit of a lacking maybe fluidity. But that was also a long time ago. Yeah. So I'm sure. Listen, Mike's going to beat me.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Should be fun. BT and Sal, the fan. Back to the Alonzo stuff. Joe is calling from East Islip. What's up, Joe?
Hey, BT, Sal. How you guys doing?
Hey, Joe.
Just want to say, it's great to have you both back and on board from your respective vacations, and hope you enjoyed with your families. But
you.
Nice to have you both
Thank
in
you.
Your
nice.
Seats there.
Thanks, buddy.
On Alonzo, love, and I want Pete back long term, like so many fans. But I temper my expectations, and here's why. To me, the best major league first baseman of the last decade, in terms of fielding average, RBIs, power,
Luke Voit
is Freddie Freeman.
Amen.
And
Luke Voit did have a monster 2020.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. But I look at what happened to Freddie, and I'm filled with this sense of dread. I mean, there are parallels and there's differences. You know, very similar, homegrown, 11-ish years in Atlanta, from all accounts, a good guy. Did lots for the community. I mean, the difference is, you know, the Braves of certainly the ownership, the GM, the Braves knew they could pivot to a guy like Olson, but he's no Freddie Freeman, you know? So just wanted to
point that out.
Yep.
It's a great one.
Why I get
Joe.
Nervous.
Yep. No, thank you for the call, Joe. We appreciate you taking the time. That's a great one. The Braves let their star. Like, how did the fan base recover from that? Freddie Freeman, World Series champion with the Atlanta Braves. How do you let him go? Now, they replaced him with Matt Olson, and they thought it was the better move. Freeman's still obviously very productive with the Dodgers, but they survived that. I guess that's an argument for, hey, the Mets could survive. They lost to Grom. You could survive without that. They did. If you lose Alonso, you could survive as well. I get that part of it, but New York is different than Atlanta. You should never let a player like Freddie Freeman walk.
I agree. I'm just looking at his stats here. And
Freeman?
Yeah. His last year in Atlanta, I'm like, all right, was there any slippage? No. His OPS was 900.
I wanted the Yankees to get him.
I've always been a big Freddie. He's a Hall of Famer.
I just didn't think the Mets were realistic. I would have taken him, too. But the Yankees needed the first baseman.
Yeah, I was in on the Freddie Freeman train with the Yankees, no doubt. Batted 300 this year, that year. Led the league in runs with 120. Played 159 games.
And how old was he?
He was 31,
yeah,
he was an all-star, and he was a stud. On-base percentage of almost 400.
Right, so they thought...
They let him go.
They thought that... He's not a great athlete, Freddie Freeman. And
but he's a really good base runner, though.
No,
and he's different
than
Pete.
Yeah.
He's a great fielder.
Yeah, I'm just saying, he's not a great athlete. It's not like you would think that Freddie Freeman's body would age well. And he's 31 at that particular time. Maybe they were betting on, hey, we're not going to commit long-term. Hey, they went and gave money. They gave it to Matt Olson.
I know. So that's why it wasn't a money thing. It wasn't
a
limitation
thing.
True. Now, do you think they're happy with it? Do you think in their own private thoughts they made the right baseball decision?
I believe they would be better off having Freddie Freeman.
I think you're probably right.
As much as Matt Olson has put up big numbers with them and had some big seasons, he's inconsistent. And Freddie Freeman's an all-time great player, let alone all-time great Brave. Like, Matt Olson's not going to be that with Atlanta.
I mean, Freddie Freeman, you know, 2,400 hits. I mean, the guy's got a...
What year was this, ahead of 2022?
Right after the 2021 season. Let's see. His career 300 hitter. I mean, the guy's got gold gloves. I'm like 5 silver sluggers, MVP top 5 year after. He's just amazing, Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
Clutch
hard
in the postseason.
Hard to believe that they let him go at that point. AJ's calling from Carlstadt, New Jersey. What's up, AJ?
Hey, I got the thought on Pete Alonso's contract. What if they extend what he has now and give him a raise to like $35 million the year, per year for like 4 or 5 years with a club option after 3 years?
I mean, yeah, we can exchange numbers, and I don't think that that's outlandish. I mean, 35, you start to tilt toward 40. I don't know that he's worth that, but... You know, it's not incredible length that you have to cover there, which is my greatest concern, because I don't think he's going to age great, as I've said for years. But, I mean, listen, I think that's pie in the sky. Well, the best, here's what would be ideal, all right?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nowhere. You and I are on the air, and 9 days from now, if that's even a weekday, boom, Hoff pops in. Guys, breaking news. Mets, Alonso, extension. Not happening with Boris.
Right.
It's not happening.
It's not gonna, nor do I think it would happen with Cohen at this particular point. He's always been let it play out and let the market dictate. The problem is with him, that's what makes this so complex. It's not just about the market. He means more to the Mets, especially their fans, than he does anywhere else.
No question.
So then what? Pick a team. Who's going to pay him? What do you think the max offer that Pete Alonso is going to get on the open market?
Two plus one, meaning then, plus one team option,
so
probably.
So then why? And for what? 30-something million a year?
Around there.
So then why wouldn't the Mets just say, Pete, you're our guy. We'll give you 5 years. Like, that would be nothing. I was going to 6 years, almost 200 before, just to go over the top.
Yeah.
They don't have to. They could probably get it done at 5 years for $150 million.
But if it's here's the business aspect, which nobody wants to really, I know we all understand it, but people want to tuck it to the side of the room because it's not cute. It's not sentimental. Yeah. From a business perspective, it's idiotic. So let's say there's Station X. Hey, Sal, you're a free agent, man. All right, buddy. Hey, 2 years. We like you. Good style, talented guy, really good on the air. 2 years. Good money, too. 2 years. Bang. Why the hell would WFAN give you 5 years?
Right.
Why?
Yeah, I get that. But if you'd rather have him not leave, so you give him a deal that you don't want to make it equal. You'd make it a little bit better than
that. I think if it's equal, the sentiment on his end might win out.
Maybe he's upset. Remember last year we were thinking the same thing. Like, yeah, the Mets have bothered him, not showing him the love that he... In Pete's mind, he's like, well, Juan Soto did nothing for this franchise. You gave him 15 years, 7 years. I'm saying in Pete's mind.
No,
he
could be thinking that. I know what you mean.
Juan Soto did nothing for this franchise. You give him 15 years, $765 million. I go out here, I break records left and right. And you're giving me 3 years?
Like, yeah, making me basically beg every other year. I think the difference, though, you know, Soto was all about the money and all about the stats. I think Pete loves being a Met. I think Pete wants to remain a Met. There might be a little concession on his end that Soto was never going to grant anybody.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, BT, here we go. Wednesday, 11:40. Little three random questions. Number one, if you have to use the bathroom during a movie...
Another bathroom question. We hit one last week, right?
Yeah, this one hit me during the movies. Yeah. I went to see Naked Gun. Did I tell you about that?
You told me you went with your wife. You didn't tell me how it was.
Oh, man.
It was good?
It was very... First of all, comedy, it should be only an hour and 20 minutes, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
There was one scene in there that was laugh out loud, had me, like, crying.
Uh-huh.
So that alone made it worth it. It was good. Like, it was the Naked Gun.
Yeah.
I think they did the originals justice by... what they did here. So anyway, my biggest negative was that I had to go to the bathroom during the majority of it. So if you have to use the bathroom during a movie, you hold it in or you ride it out?
I don't want to be too specific here, but are we talking the easy one or the tough one?
Not emergency.
Here?
Not emergency.
I'll ride it out for a little bit. You know, especially here's the thing too, because the kid now, they're getting a little older, but I'm still not comfortable doing this. Like, you know, if I had to go to the bathroom for, even though I'm just, I would run out, like when I'm there... If it's just myself and my two kids, I'm not going to leave them in a movie theater, you know, by themselves at age 6, 7, 8, 9.
Right.
You know, my son's 10 now, so I feel a little more comfortable. Hey, I'll be right back, buddy. Just, you know, don't move. Man. Anybody comes over, just ignore them. I'll be right back. You know, but I would say that it, depending upon the severity, I also try to address that before, which is why we talked about this last time, why I like to get there 25, 30 minutes before, get the popcorn, get the Sprite, go to the bathroom, deal with all the promos and the ads before. At least I know I'm locked in. I don't have to get up.
You know what the issue is? This wasn't a rookie mistake. It wasn't like I drank a lot of water. First of all, it was 8:50 showing.
That is amazing.
Okay,
8:50 in the morning.
Very early.
In the morning.
But 8:50 in the morning. So, but I went to the bathroom. I didn't even really... I don't think I drank or ate, like, certainly didn't eat popcorn or anything like that. I had a protein bar, which I didn't even have. So, no, I didn't eat anything.
Okay.
And I might have had a little bit of water during the movie. The problem was it was so damn cold in there.
Love it cold.
Yeah. See, I brought, actually, my St. John's, like, zip-up But what do you think happened with that? I tried to tell my wife, like, hey, you know, it's going to be cold in there. Prepare. Mm. So I go in shorts and a T-shirt, but I have my zip-up in case. She goes in there, normal, you know, clothes, and she's freezing. So now I have to give her my St. John's zip-up.
Yeah, new Johnny's fan. She's on the bandwagon. Yeah,
well, whatever. It. But now she's using that, and I'm cold. And I got to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to miss the movie. So that's the dilemma. And it made me think back to one of the longest movies I ever saw, or at least it felt like that, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Love the ride at Disney. Did not see the movie with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it was
no interest.
It might have been Pirates of the Caribbean 2. This had to be like 2003-ish, 2002. Mm-hmm. I was on a date, and I had to go so bad. But I didn't want to miss the movie. I don't like getting up and missing it. I don't want to miss 30 seconds of the movie.
Well, number one, you don't want to miss the movie, but also number two, and the way the old theaters were configured, it was much more intrusive. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, that was
trying to get out of the aisle.
Yeah, plus we were seeing that like at night where it's a packed
theater. It's packed,
This one wasn't that issue. I just didn't want to miss the movie. So anyway, I do whatever I can, unless it's an absolute, like, I can't hold it anymore. I usually hold it in to watch the movie.
Real quick, so Happy Gilmore 2 or Naked Gun? Which one was better? Which one do you enjoy better?
Man, that's a tough question.
Well, that's what we're asking.
I think... Now, I enjoyed Happy Gilmore because I love the Sandman. I think Naked Gun was better.
I've heard that from other people, too.
Meaning that it did what it was supposed to do better than what Happy Gilmore 2... Happy Gilmore 2, I'm about the Sandman and his friends. I don't need all these cameos from all these celebrities.
Dude, the end of Happy Gilmore 2 was so stupid. Mm. The tilting green...
Well, how are we doing?
Well,
did you see the first one, Happy Gilmore, where he got hit off the broken cart thing?
Oh, of course, but I don't know.
And it was 2 hours. Like, that's a long movie for comedy. All right, number two. How long do you wait for someone to respond to an invite before following up?
It depends on the person, clearly, and it depends on the invite. So I'll give you... I texted my buddies, some of the guys I was on the trip with this past week, right, playing golf with. And I said, listen, I have to get out again before I go and embarrass myself with Francesa. So, you know, I said, I'm playing Thursday, Sam and I said, so I can't do this weekend. We're going down to LBI with the family. I said, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, you know, I get off the air too. I can meet you anywhere at 3:30, blah, blah, blah. Usually we're pretty quick with the reply, so nobody responds. So I send back, like, within 3 minutes, crickets, good talk.
Right.
Like, that's my way to kick him in the ass. I need an answer. I need somebody to book a tee time or I'll get on. Are we playing? So if it's something like that, immediate. If it's somebody, generally much quicker than not. I am very regimented. Like, I don't like things to linger, so I usually stay on top of that stuff.
And then, so, like, there's one we're having a couple people
over. Hop's the worst texter. Or maybe it's just with me. He's a horrendous texter.
Yeah, I've noticed
that. Guy gets back to you the next day sometimes.
I think it depends on what day or what time of the day it is with Hop. But, if I invite people over to my house, like, hey, going to have a small little gathering here. You're invited, you know, a couple other people, whatever. Some people, like, we're in or we're out. Fine. Decisive.
Sure.
Because then I could either extend the invite to somebody else if I want
to. Yeah, the B-list. I got you.
Or whatever. At least you just know how many people. Like, I'm not going to have 50 freaking people over. So it depends. But there are some people I'm like, oh, hey, here's the date, whatever. Well, let me know. And then it's like, okay, yeah, I'll get back to you. And then nothing.
How long do you wait?
Oh, that's why I'm asking you.
Something like that where it's dependent upon responses and there's many other people involved. Like, I mean, worst comes to worst, I could go and jump on a Muni and play 9 holes by myself. Like, I don't need to.
Muni, I know.
Yeah, you always laugh at that. You never heard it called a Muni?
Never heard it until yesterday when you said it was a Muni.
Well, for somebody, and you said this, somebody who's not familiar, and neither was I growing up at all, with the country club world, I would think that you at least would know what a Muni is.
No, I call it a public course, no?
I mean, I call it a Muni.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never heard that.
Short for municipal,
right,
which is the same as public. I would say something like that. That's just, like, that's not my friends being distracted or being goofballs. That's people, in your case, not being...
Committed.
Caring, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not caring.
Non-committal or committed, but...
Whatever the word is. But, insensitive to what you try to do. Well, let me know what the hell's going on.
Well, and also I could see the other side of it, like, all right, yeah, I'll let you know. Like, they're not thinking that my future plans hinge on them coming.
They also have to run it through the wife a lot of times. Yeah. The wives generally have most of the plans.
Dude, that's...
That's a big part of it.
Majority of people are, and let me check with the boss.
Yeah, let me see what the calendar is.
Let me see what the calendar is.
That's what we got to do.
All right, last one here. This is the money one.
Okay.
Would you get a hair transplant?
Am I going to Turkey to do it?
I don't know, but John Cena, the reason I had this on my list for a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you saw it, John Cena, it was in the Post during maybe SummerSlam week or whatever, he got a hair transplant and he said it changed his entire life.
How? He still looks exactly the same.
Yeah, I guess it was the bald spot, fans were getting on him, he's been in more movie roles now, he's saying, I don't know, I just read the headline.
Bruce Willis had no hair, Denzel's bald now, yeah. I saw him on First Take, what? No.
Did he shave his head, Denzel?
I think it was for a role. Either okay. He lost it or... No, I don't. He couldn't have lost it that quick because he had it fairly recently. All right, so I would never do that. Now...
If money weren't a thing...
No, I like being bald. I honestly prefer it. I kind of wish the sides would completely go away so I don't have to shave at all. Like, right. I'm going to just give me, you know, just let the sides be like the top. I think that there are very few things that I would have surgically enhanced. Like I told you, one of my buddies got an enlargement back in the day. Made it shorter.
Yeah.
True story. Made it shorter. I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I would never do that. And maybe if I could suck off, you know, an inch of the love handles, like just suck that out with the fat vacuum.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe I'd do that, but no, I'm kind of happy the way I look, in a humble way. I'm good.
I think
my wife likes it.
Yeah, I get all that.
I think.
I think I'd be open to it. Imagine what you could do with hair. Like, it's a pain in the rear end shaving the hair every other day or every day.
Dude, you look like a freak, man. What, one day you come on SNY, hey, I'm joined by Andy Martino. Yeah, okay, great. Where's Sal?
No, you need to take some time off. I can take a couple weeks during the summer maybe and come back with a full head of hair.
And how would you wear it? That's the question.
I think all different.
You mean all different?
I mean, I like to have, I don't know, sometimes maybe go a little mohawk, sometimes.
Mohawk?
Yeah, I don't know.
You mean faux hawk, not a mohawk.
Yeah, maybe faux hawk, right, whatever.
Now, like, if I had hair like Gordon, who just walked into the studio, Knight and Silver Fox, very distinguished.
That's
what
I'm saying.
That looks good.
Right.
We're talking about getting a hair transplant. This crazy person said he would actually go to Turkey and get one.
I would consider it. I didn't say go to Turkey. I would consider it. I don't know.
Well, you better go to Turkey, because otherwise it's going to look bad.
Gordon could shave his head right now and look like us. We can't do anything to look like him.
No, you don't want. I have a very long head.
Yeah, but everybody
says
that.
I would not look good with a shaved head.
Everybody who has hair says that, they always say that. Oh, you have a good head size head for being bald. Well, because I had to find out the answer. You didn't. You might.
Right. I'd like to have the option. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
The option.
Yeah.
And if Cena can do it, then maybe I can do it.
Nah, dude, stop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.